Well, tonight.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Well, tonight I can see the legend behind the Derby, to see what it means to Lugano to win in Lugano. This is the difference between me hiding underneath my bed tomorrow morning, or being able to walk proudly down the streets of Lugano. So, I guess tomorrow I can walk along the lake, and not have to hide under my bed.
Do you think the game of yesterday was a turning point for this period with the three successive games lost?
No, I really don't look at it that way. People would think I'm a long-range planner, but I'm actually not. I intentionally do not even want to look down the schedule, and I have a very, very short memory when it comes to the past. You cannot go into the dressing room and fill your team full of energy if all you're doing is talking about the past. The coaches, Paul and Patrice, they prepared video with Flav, our video coach, and all we showed was the positive pieces from the game and the past games, and we did a lot of good things. So this team, I can see this team runs on positive reinforcement, and as a coach, all we can do is focus on the positives, and tonight we knew it was going to be tough with the young kids going in. But I have to take my hat off to the good job that the junior movement's been doing with them. And you see how Ricky Verdick played big minutes, and you saw how Fadani went in net. And, you know, Faton's playing really well for us. And, you know, Ugazzi on the blue line last night, Yari Nazer, and Vadova. I mean, it goes on and on. So it's a little bit of a resource I've never had the luxury to have in the past. And to come here to have the access to this many good young players, and Luca does a great job coaching them at the junior elite level, and it's for me it's a resource to have, that I can see why Lugano is a top team.
You said something special to the team before the game, because they came out very strong this time.
Our message was, we're going to start the game the way we finished the game in Davos. So think of the moment in Davos last night, and then we're going to start the game the way we finished. And we knew we had to have a big effort all the way around, but I have to say that the extra man on the ice tonight was in the crowd, and you could feel that there's a lot of positive pressure from the fans to be the extra man, to be the seventh man on the ice, was certainly the fans here at Corner Arena. To see all the fans back post-pandemic, and with the marketing team, it was a win-win between the marketing and the administration and the hockey club. Let's just say that this is one moment we can frame for our season until the next match.
The box play. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Thinking about the pressure, Dani had an amazing dream night. It wasn't easy for him, but it was really impressive.
No, we seem to be the cardiac kids. We seem to want to keep things very dramatic, and to see how the team kept it close right to the end, but. You know, Luca and Duca, they do a good job over on the other side of the room. They had their team prepared to play, and we were able to capitalize on our power play, and that put the game out of reach. So it was just basically a game of whoever made the fewest mistakes, and unfortunately there's a few bad breaks. But the team was well prepared by Luca, and that team was ready to play. And we were maybe better, maybe a little luckier, but who knows? I don't care at this moment.
The general manager announced two more imports, one or two imports next week, and Boker had the great night, the best night of this season.
Well, we need everybody. It's very obvious to see that we cannot win with four imports, and with one or two, you're right up again. You have the knife to your throat if you get down to two and three imports. You saw last night. Where it's impossible to go into a place like Davos and win when they see you only have two imports dressed. And certainly Nat's been really working hard to make sure that he solidifies our lineup, make sure we have lots of healthy bodies to bring this team along. And as I say, as a coach, to have the access to other good players and new good players, and the patience of the organization with the NHL camps now closing has been a real benefit. And these 3 points tonight are going to prove by the end of the season to probably be a really very important three nights that this club achieved in our placement in the final standings.
The box play was perfect tonight. A lot of credit to all the guys who had a lot of minutes.
played a lot of minutes.
I guess our secret to the box play is close your eyes, skate like hell, and pray the puck hits you. That's our system. And the box play normally follows, the best box plays normally follow good goaltending. So tonight, Fadani was our best box play. But they were prepared. They created their chances. They had structure. They knew what they wanted to do. But we had some luck. We had a lot of hard work. And at the end, we were able to capitalize on keeping them off the scoreboard.
And are you ready for Friday?
I don't even know who we play. I won't be talking about Friday till 12:01 tonight. And I still have to walk along the promenade in Lugano tomorrow before I'm going to worry about Friday.
Chris, last year you were not here, but now it's 10 in a row for Lugano in the derby. That could be an advantage mentally for the players, even for the next derby, actually.
Well, the way we want to look at it, we're going to reset and just say we're 2-0. And we know that... playing Amber, they're in our division, and we have six matches, but to be up two games is very important. We cannot be upside down against a team that is only 45 minutes away. So for us, my streak is 2-0, it's not 10, so I had nothing to do with it. The organization would be proud of it, but our team, we want to keep our team focused and ready for the next match.
Chris, when did you choose to start with Fadani and not Irving?
I have to say I can take no credit for that. It was Nat came in the room this morning and gave some discussion, and we talked about it. And he told, I don't have a long history with Fadani. And Nat told me, he said, let Leyland practice for the week. And he said, then let's go ahead and give Fads a chance to play. And we talked about it as coaches with Nat, and it turned out to be a good decision. So. That was an idea that was fostered through Nat to put Fads in the net. Not many teams would have had that courage to do it, knowing we were playing less short imports. You naturally would play the import goalie, but you know, we have not only do we have Nicky Schlegel, who's an excellent goalie, but we have both Faton and Fadani can play. So we're rich in goal, and not many teams have the luxury we have with that. Okay, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.